He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 480. Interesting show for you today. What I am going to do today is going to be a little insane, so you might want to follow this closely. What I'm going to do is show you some of the cameras that I use, and I had an email this week, and I figured, all right, this should be pretty interesting, asking me what is my favorite camera, security camera, that I use. And I started to answer the gentleman, and then I realized, my God, I have so many different brands. When I test cameras out, I test them out. So I'm going to show you today just a small plethora of the cameras that I have located all over the country, and you can take a look for yourself, and we'll talk a little bit more about which one I actually like the best, maybe next week or the week after. Also this week, I'm going to show you some amazing streaming sites that you, I'm sure, will enjoy. So before we start, remember that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Also this week, I received an email, I don't have it up in front of me, from a gentleman who was looking to purchase a device that would reset his modem and his router. I had never seen the device before. I read up on it. It looked pretty good. In fact, I might even ask the company to send me one so I can test it out. But next week, we'll take a peek at that. And also one of the other devices that I use to both turn on and off, recycle the modem and router for the internet. And why you want to do that is sometimes things clog up or slow down. I have a property in Rhode Island, and I have internet service there. And every once in a while, things just stop or slow down, which is not good. So I can automatically have those reset every 24 hours at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever the case may be. And they're handy things to have. So without further ado, let's get in and take a look at the Gadget Professor's iPhone so we can take a peek at the cameras. And I am going to type in Arlo because that's some of the cameras that I have. Now, this is actually live. What you're seeing is live. So as you can see, it's getting status of a bunch of cameras. Okay. And this particular one is in Rhode Island. So there it is. This is an Arlo camera, and it's powered by electricity. I do not use battery on the Arlo cameras, and I'll show you why in a minute. So there's the live picture that you're seeing now, and nothing's happening. You can see the truck on the far left side there, and everything is quiet, so that's good. So what we're gonna do now is get out of this. Okay, so now you're gonna see a black need help right there. Second, that camera is out because the battery's out, and I'm here, and that's in Rhode Island. Second one is out because the battery is out, and I don't know where that one is. Oh, that one's in Arizona, so the batteries aren't working on that. Here we go. This one is actually working. This one is in Arizona, and we'll take a peek at that. And as soon as that connects, there we go, and I'll put this on live. And if you look in the right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner, you can actually see the leaves going back and forth, and I can keep an eye on that front door, and I will know if there are any packages or any intruders. So that's the Arlo. This one is operated on batteries, and I do change those batteries probably once a month-ish, maybe I'll get 5 weeks out of the batteries. I have to tell you, the Arlos work fine, but the batteries are a real pain in the neck. So let's get out of that, and we'll take a look at another brand. Let's try Blink. So I got Blink cameras all over the place. There we go, blinkety blink, blink, blink. And there's a bunch of cameras. Now, here is a camera. Again, this one is also in Rhode Island. This definitely works only on batteries. And I'm going to try to bring up pretty much the same view. Let's go sideways on that. So that's pretty much the same view as the Arlo camera. This is the Blink camera. And again, nothing happening. Now, this particular Blink camera, I know for a fact, has been working over a year outside on batteries. That's pretty impressive, and that works pretty good. Let's get out of that, and I'm going to show you another camera. No, we're gonna still keep broadcasting here. I am going to go down, and we're going to show you a kitchen. Here we go. Again, all these Blink cameras are operated definitely on batteries. Okay, and there's another view. That's a live view. Again, this camera has been operating over a year. So let's get out of that, and we'll take a look at another camera that we actually use. This one is called Canary, and this is an interesting camera. This particular camera, we'll watch live the office. Here we go. This is actually in a hallway, and actually it's in a bedroom, and you can see that the image is in black and white. These frequently change the resolution, I'm finding, with the Canaries. They're excellent for alarms, so if someone were to walk in there, this will actually set an alarm off. It will show me the temperature. It works real well. Here's another Canary that I have in a hallway, and this also is the same thing. This works pretty good. It's in a very long hallway, and if someone walks in front of that, believe me, I'll know. Again, the picture quality I'm finding with these Canary cameras is not the best. However, they do work quite well. And the last camera that I'm going to show you is called a Wyze camera. I love these things. If I had a pick, this is probably where I'm going to pick. This is the Wyze camera. I don't need to upgrade. Let's see if we can get this to go crosswise. There you go. That's also in the hallway, and same place as the other camera. This has a great microphone, great clarity. These are wonderful products. So there's four or five cameras that I showed you. Next week or the week after, I'm going to go in and show you the pros and cons of each camera. But right off the bat, the two most popular cameras out there today are probably the Arlo and the Blink. Without spending the rest of the show on that, they're both very good. The Arlos are better in the sense that I am able to go on to a website, which I find very helpful, and watch the monitor for all the Arlo cameras. The limitation to that is I think I can only have 5 Arlo cameras per account, whereas the Blink I could have unlimited. Again, on a pro for the Arlo, actually pro or con, if you don't run those Arlo cameras on electricity and not only battery, you're going to be changing those batteries all the time. That's a huge pain. That said, if you run the Arlo cameras with electricity or a solar power power pack, the Arlos work very, very well. And I do like the significant advantage that Arlo has over Blink in the sense that I can go on any website. I don't have to be on a smartphone. I can log right on the web on my laptop and look at all the cameras. You cannot do that with Blink, and pretty much any camera that doesn't allow you to monitor your cameras, that you can just go on the internet, any internet site on any device, I don't like that. So Blink, I wish you would incorporate live monitoring via a website. Okay, so that will take care of that, and we'll talk more about that, I promise, next week. Let's get up now our webpage here. And of course, this is the Gadget Professor webpage. And I must tell you that last week we talked a little bit about the Cuisinart toaster that you can see featured here. This is a phenomenal device. And actually, I mentioned last week that I had it slightly less than a year. It broke, no power at all. I called Cuisinart and boom, like magic, they said it's still under warranty. You got a 3-year warranty, and they're going to send me a new one. And I was skeptical. I was very happy. Sure enough, that Friday after the show, bing bong, the doorbell rings, and wow, there is my new Cuisinart toaster. So big kudos to Cuisinart. I'm a big fan of their products. I will always use them. Now, that said, here's something that's also additionally crazy. Here we go with the Keurig coffee makers, and they're all over the place. And I have to tell you, we had a Keurig. My significant other had it for not quite a year. Lo and behold, it broke. And she said, I'm going to call the company. It's still under warranty. She called the company up, and sure enough, they said it is still under warranty, and they sent her a brand new Keurig device. We haven't received it yet, but I'm sure we'll get it. And I gotta applaud these companies. I'm not used to seeing a company stand behind a product like that and a warranty like that. It's absolutely astonishing to me. So again, I'm a big fan of the Keurig products. We will continue to buy them. I am delighted with them and Cuisinart that they stood behind their products. No questions asked. She has now departed with the old Keurig machine that was it was pretty nasty. It was not working. Let's just leave it at that. But I'm delighted that they replaced it. So that's all well and good. All right, let's take a look at some other information. Believe it or not, Black Friday is right around the corner. So there should be, I would predict, a tremendous amount of great sales this year because with COVID, I don't think a lot of people are going to want to be shopping on Black Friday with the crowds and everything else and the virus. So I think Black Friday is going to get a lot of attention this year. Now, I was shocked that I usually use a site called BFA Ads, BlackFridayAds.com. To the best of my knowledge, it's gone. I don't know what happened to it, but that was my de facto go-to website for years. That site was fantastic. It's gone. So the next best thing that I think is going to be good for Black Friday is BlackFriday.com. And here it is here. These are all the ad scans from Black Friday. Yeah, they're already up. A lot of them are up. And this just has a ton, and there are a ton. And you can subscribe to this, and this will pretty much keep you appraised as to what's going on. Another site that looks promising is BestBlackFriday.com. BestBlackFriday.com. This will all be in the show notes. So this is a pretty cool site too, and it looks like there will be a lot of interesting things for sale and a lot of newsworthy items that are going to correspond to Black Friday sale events. So you might want to load that up and get started by signing up for their emails. Now, another site that I'm going to mention, and I use this site constantly, is called TechRadar, techradar.com. I've been using this site for years. This gives me news, reviews, tells me the latest about phones, laptops, TVs. It also has a great page on deals. So again, Black Friday, as we know, is coming up. Here's an early Black Friday gaming laptop deals that can save you over 1,000 smackers on Alienware rigs and also more at Dell. So you may want to bookmark this site. It's techradar.com and go under deals. A lot of cool things on there. So now what I'm going to do is switch gears, and I'm going to show you some really cool movie streaming sites that you may not be aware of. These are dynamite sites, and I know you're going to like these, no question about it. So pay attention, because if you're bored and you want a movie, this is where you want to go. So here we go. This first one is called AZ Movies, like Arizona, azmovies.com. This came out of nowhere. Welcome to AZ Movies, best streaming movie website on the internet. We provide the fastest and most enjoyable watching experience, all high quality movies available for free. For free. So here's kind of the new Borat movie and witches, and you can just go up there and pick out what you want and click on it, and bada boom, bada bang, you will have your movie. And there is tons of stuff up there. So you may want to check that out. Now, here's another website called Tubi. I've mentioned this a zillion times. This is probably one of the best, if not arguably the best, streaming movie site out there, and stuff is free, always free. This is 100% legal, thousands of movies and TV shows. All you got to do is put Tubi.com and watch your stuff. Now, these next couple ones you probably never heard of, so pay attention. This is called Solar Movie. Again, this one came out of nowhere. You put in solar, it's solarmovie.sc. The website is actually www.1.solarmovies.com. I'll have this definitely in the show notes, but this is insane. You pick out the movie you want, you click it, it's here. It's that easy. So if I wanted to watch, I don't know, Power Book, I just click to play, and guess what? Bang. There's my movie. It's as simple as that. Wow. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Here's another great site, 123 Movies. You got to sign up to get an account with this. Again, it's free. This is updated daily. Very cool site. Very cool. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I may have been talking too fast this week, but I got just a ton of things to do. I also, fortunately, I got to go get a COVID test today. One of my relatives, very close relative, does have COVID, and I was with this person on Saturday. I feel fine, but he does have COVID. So I am going to get a test at 12:30 at CVS, and I'll let you know the results, but I feel fine. But just to be on the safe side, I certainly don't want to infect anybody. I'm going to go get a test, and I would be surprised if I had it. But hey, you never know. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.